The Big Five schools are scheduled to begin conference play in baseball and softball this weekend, with 8 games on tap for Saturday. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Big Five schedule in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including how the Little Four baseball and softball teams fared in their opening conference games this week, some college softball and baseball updates, some high school golf, how a former HDNL player and coach reached a rare milestone achievement, why it was an impressive week for a pair of local track and field athletes, and who has been named the 2025-26 Humboldt Sports Basketball Players of the Year. But first up, the Big Five schools are gearing up for a big weekend in baseball and softball as they get set to begin conference play on Saturday. Opening day features 8 games. In baseball, defending Big Five champion Del Norte opens with a doubleheader against defending North Coast Section champion Arcata in Crescent City. The Warriors are 5-5 after winning 2 of their 3 games at last weekend's Hidden Valley tournament, while a young Arcata team is 5-7 after dropping both games in a doubleheader at St. Bernard's last weekend. Also in Big Five baseball on Saturday, Fortuna travels to Eureka for a doubleheader. Fortuna is 2-6, while the Eureka boys are 8-4. The McKinleyville Panthers, who are 7-1, will have an opening weekend bye before beginning their Big Five schedule at home against Fortuna on Wednesday. In Big Five softball, 3-time defending conference champion Del Norte opens with a doubleheader against a much-improved Arcata team in Crescent City. The Warriors are 7-3, while Arcata is 6-2. Also in Big Five softball on Saturday, the unbeaten Fortuna girls open with a doubleheader at Eureka. The Huskies carry an 11-0 record into the Big Five, while the Loggers could be the most improved team in league this year and are 3-6. The McKinleyville girls, who improved to 5-2 on the season with a 3-2 non-conference win over Eureka on Tuesday, will have an opening weekend bye before kicking off their conference campaign at home against Fortuna on Wednesday. The Little Four schools, meanwhile, opened conference play earlier this week. On Tuesday, the St. Bernard's boys travelled to Ferndale and came away with a big 8-5 win to end the Wildcats' unbeaten run to start the season. The two schools faced off a second time at St. Bernard's on Thursday, with the Crusaders completing the opening week sweep with an 11-9 win to go to 2-0 in the Little Four and 10-0 overall. With the two losses, the Wildcats dropped to 0-2 in the Little Four and 8-2 overall. Also in Little Four baseball this week, South Fork travelled to play Hoopa on Tuesday and won 7-4. A second game between the two schools scheduled for Thursday was postponed because of the field conditions at South Fork High School. The Little Four softball teams were also in action on Tuesday, opening conference play with a pair of doubleheaders. At Ferndale, the Wildcats started strong and swept their 2 games against St. Bernard's, winning 13-9 and 8-4 and improving to 8-1 overall, while the SB girls dropped to 3-7. Hoopa and South Fork played 2 games at Hoopa. The Warriors won game 1 6-3, but the defending conference champion Cubs would bounce back with a 7-0 win in game 2. Hoopa is now 1-1 in conference and 7-5 overall, while South Fork is 1-1 and 5-7. In local college softball, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods hosted a pair of conference doubleheaders last weekend. On Friday, Redwoods played Siskiyous and split, taking game 1 9-8 and losing game 2 8-4. The following day, CR played a doubleheader against Butte and split again, taking the opener 4-1 and losing a low-scoring game 2 2-0. Redwoods is now 2-6 in the Golden Valley Conference and 9-14-1 overall. The Cal Poly Humboldt women were also in action last weekend, splitting a 4-game series on the road against the number 3 team in the nation, Cal State East Bay. On Friday, the Jacks lost game 1 9-8, but would respond with a big performance in game 2, winning 9-0. They continued to roll on Saturday, taking game 1 8-2 before losing game 2 11-5. The Jacks are now 6-6 in conference and 15-18 overall. In college baseball, CR played 3 games against Lassen and lost all 3, dropping to 4-26 overall and 2-15 in conference. In local high school boys golf, it's shaping up to be an exciting race for both the individual and team league championships. Through 3 of the 6 rounds of action, Arcata's Matisse Stuen and Ryzen Miller are tied for the league lead, with just 10 strokes separating the top 6 golfers in the standings. The league golfers were back in action at Baywood Golf and Country Club on Monday, with Stuan and St Bernard's Braden Simpson tying for the low score of the day with rounds of 78. Switching gears, it was a good week for a former HDNL player and coach, and a Humboldt Crabs Hall of Famer. Al Brizak, who played and coached baseball with St Bernard's and the Humboldt Crabs in the 1990s, recorded his 500th career win as head coach of Division III Edgewood University in a 14-4 win over Wisconsin Lutheran. Brizak has been in charge of the Eagles since 2000 after spending 4 years as a coach with the Crabs. In local college track and field, it was a good week for a pair of former HDNL standouts at the Cal Poly Humboldt Invitational on Saturday. Former St. Bernard's Crusader Layla Flor-Villas returned to the North Coast with the Chico State women's team and placed first in the high jump with a jump of 1.57 metres. Former Eureka logger Joseph Gonzalez also impressed for the Lumberjacks, setting a new school record on his way to victory in the men's shot put with a throw of 17.01 metres. It was the second time Gonzalez has broken the Jacks record in the event this season. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, St. Bernard's senior Liam Dyer has been named the Humboldt Sports Boys Basketball Player of the Year after an outstanding winter on the courts for the Little Four Champs. Twin sisters Tay and May Wolford of Arcata, who led the Tigers to Big Five and Dick Nicolai Tournament Championships, have been named the Girls Players of the Year. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.